17 of the Speech with Alex Tricolo podcast. I'm your host, Alex Tricolo. I am a speechy and mum of three from Perth. I am on a mission to provide parents with free, accessible, relatable, and easy to understand information about speech therapy. This episode is number 2 of a 5-part series about toddlers and their language skills. This one in particular is about strategies that you can use to encourage your toddler's language development. If there's one thing that I'm really passionate about, amongst the many things that I'm passionate about, it is that parents deserve to know about their toddler's brain. And the brain is so fascinating and is really incredible in terms of how much it develops in those early years, especially those toddler years. I mean, the baby year is really fascinating as well. But it's particularly in these toddler years where they are exploding in development. And of course, I can't be ignorant and assume that we're only focusing on speech and language development, because there are so many other skills they are learning as well. They are learning life skills, movement skills, problem solving and cognitive skills. It's just phenomenal how much they learn in those 2 years of being a toddler. And children literally are little sponges in terms of their brain. They are born with so many synapses. So the synapses are the little connections in the brain that link information. And by the time they are 2 to 3 years old, they have more than double the number of synapses than an adult brain does. This is just insane. It's so many synapses. However, of course, we don't need all those synapses. So we talk about this critical period before the age of 3, where we can really develop some foundational skills. We want to use lots of those synapses. We want to fill the brain with information. But we want the brain to store it well, and we want the brain to organize that information, which I'll talk about in a second. The reason it is such a critical period is because those synapses are all about use and exposure. We really want the brain to work efficiently. We want to be able to find information when we need it in our brain. We don't want to have that, you know, tip of the tongue experience all the time where we know we've got a word somewhere in our brain, but we just can't find it. And from the age of 3, our brain starts doing what we call pruning. And it is exactly as it sounds. Our brain prunes away the synapses that are not being used. Now, this is a really basic explanation of what's going on in your baby or toddler's brain. And I just mentioned organization. So when our toddlers are developing their language, we want their brain to be noticing similarities and differences between words. We want them to experience vocabulary in context, so we want them to learn the word soft when they're touching something soft. And then, you know, maybe they touch a soft cat, maybe they touch a soft jumper, and start to link those pieces of information together. So a cat and a jumper might not seem related, but in their brain it's a great way to store information by making similarities and differences and identifying those and then storing based on those associations. We also want kids to think about categorical information. We want their brains to be thinking about this. Sometimes our toddlers aren't actually thinking about this. It's actually something that their brain is doing without them even knowing it. And in terms of categorical information, I want them to think, okay, that's, you know, got 4 legs and it moves and it makes noises. So I'm going to put that in a group. Oh, and I noticed, you know, there's another thing with 4 legs, you know, maybe they've seen a dog, then they've seen a horse, and they start to put them into groups. And we can be the one that adds the language of what those groups are. So we want them to make associations in the brain and then strengthen them over and over and over again. Sleep plays a very, very large role in the storage of this information. Getting an adequate night's sleep with a high quality of sleep is what ensures that our brain is putting the information they've learnt in the daytime into the long-term storage and organizing it accordingly. And if children continue to retrieve the same information over and over again, they're only going to be strengthening their ability to retrieve and store that information. Join me after this little tiny break to talk about strategies that make the most of this brain development. I wanted to interrupt this episode to tell you about my friend Second Scout. Second Scout is a wooden calendar or routine schedule with beautiful little wooden tiles with magnets concealed inside. It's a tactile calendar that kids can interact with, and they can visually see their routine for their morning, their evening, or even their day. I use routines as a strategy for language development because routines enable me to build language into a predictable environment, and it means that they're getting language repetitively used every single day as part of their routine. So of course, this is great for their children, for our children's brains in terms of language development. So check out Second Scout on Instagram or on the web, and I'll pop her links into the show notes. When we consider strategies for language development, we want our kids to be storing accurate information, right? These five strategies that I'm going to share with you are about enhancing the brain's ability to make those connections and to receive the repetition that it needs to strengthen those synapses that I mentioned earlier. The first strategy is called recasting. If you have followed me for a while, you would have heard me mention this many, many times. Recasting is a natural form of correction that doesn't interrupt a conversational flow. So I don't tend to actually call it a correction because you're not, you're not pausing the moment. You're not giving them negative feedback or critical feedback. Instead, what you're doing is responding as if you are just continuing the conversation with your child. However, you're giving the brain an opportunity to hear the accurate form of the word that your child might have said incorrectly. And we can use this for pronunciation errors as well as word errors. So let's say, for example, a really common one that my daughter does is she says, "I catched the ball." And of course, our toddlers might not be using such a long sentence. They might be saying catched or jumped and things like that. And if she says that, I tend to say, "Oh yeah, you caught the ball, you caught it." And I am not pausing. I'm not stopping her. I'm not telling her what she did wrong. I'm not making her say it again. Instead, I'm giving her an opportunity to hear what she could have said. And the brain is taking that information in. There does come a point where sometimes with some words, we need to make it a really concrete thing and sit down with our kids to explain it. But for our toddlers in everyday language, the best thing you can do is recast. If you want some more examples of this for specific things that your child is doing, feel free to send me a message on Instagram so that I can give you a couple. The second strategy is to add language and reduce questions. Something that we all fall into the trap of doing, and I still do this, so don't worry, we're not all perfect with our language, is that we ask our kids too many questions in the daytime. And the thing is, in order for our kids to be able to answer questions, they need to know language. So if we fall into the trap of continuously asking questions, we're never actually giving them the example of the language that they could have used in that moment to answer the question. So in most contexts, I would be encouraging you to add language rather than asking questions. And catch yourself. You'll find yourself much more aware this week of just how many questions you are asking. What did you find? What is it? How was your day? What are you doing? You know, those easy questions that we just fall into the trap of asking all the time. And in all those contexts, we could have said, "I love that you made that. Wow, what a cool dinosaur that you made." That dinosaur is orange. I'm making a dinosaur too. It's blue. So we can commentate on what we're doing. We can label what they've done. And we can just avoid those questions altogether. Of course, questions have their place, but we want to make sure that we're mixing it up and not only asking questions. The third strategy is to use keyword signs. And keyword signs are, in Australia at least, they are based on Australian Sign Language. And instead of having an entire language, keyword signs instead are just used for keywords. So that's quite easy to understand. And what we do is we say the word at the same time that we use the keyword sign. And because this is such a big strategy, I've actually created an entire episode about this, which is the next one in this series. So stay tuned for that if you're a little bit interested in that. The fourth strategy is to slow down. This is a lot easier said than done. A lot of us speak very fast, and if our child in particular is not speaking very much, it can give them, slowing down can give them a lot of opportunity for their brain to take a little more time to process what you are saying, and it also slows down the time that it might take them to say new words. What I encourage you to do is to use much simpler sentences so that you can slow it right down. And it might feel really tedious and really slow for you, but I really want you to consider slowing down. I have slowed down a little bit when I've talked about this strategy, but I want you to consider slowing down even more. So if you were to be slowing down with your child, you might be saying, "Time to get your shoes. Let's get your shoes." Sounds a bit like Smooth FM or something, doesn't it? But really consider how you can slow down your language when you're talking to your kids. And remember that a bit of silence is okay. In fact, I encourage a bit of silence. The fifth strategy is to think beyond the nouns. So nouns, if you've forgotten from primary school grammar, are labels and names of things. Chair, table, glass, person. And we often encourage our kids to say a lot of nouns. We often expect first words to be nouns, but we can't create sentences unless we have a variety of words, because it's very tricky to make a sentence with just nouns. We can't say, "Oh, cup, table, chair." Gosh, I can't even think of... Now my Google Chrome is getting involved. So we need to make sure that we are using a variety of words. So when it comes to adding language, which was the second strategy, I want you to really carefully think about what other language you need to be encouraging. Things like descriptive words. What does it look like? What does it feel like? Also verbs, like things that go, and what you do with something. And of course, things like prepositions, like up and down, and also pronouns. We say me and I and you. There's just so many different categories of words. So I really encourage you to think beyond the nouns and what the words are that you are using throughout your day with your kids. So they are the five strategies. Number one, recasting. Remember, that is the smooth, non-interruptive correction strategy. Number two was adding language and reducing the questions that you ask. Number three is using keyword signs. Number four is slowing down. And number five is thinking beyond the nouns. And the best part of all of these strategies, you can start using them straight away and embed them into your day. But my top tip, pick one. Pick one and do it well for a whole week. Don't try to do too many things because you will dilute it and you don't really give it a good chance to see if it will work. and you don't really know which strategy was actually working. Because whilst I can give you lots of strategies, they don't necessarily all fit all children. It isn't one size fits all. If you want more strategies, you might be interested in my Boost Language for Toddlers video library, which is available for immediate purchase. As soon as you purchase, you get instant access to all the videos. And through those videos, I talk you through language development for your toddlers, what's going on in their brain, and over 30 different strategies that you can try at home to see what works for your child. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you will give the strategies a go. If you do, feel free to send me a message on Instagram. I'd love to hear how you go. Thanks for listening.